Welcome to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast with your host, Mathia Ford, CEO of Renal Diet Headquarters. This is our weekly talk about how you can succeed with a kidney diet. Brought to you by RenalDietHQ.com, a website whose mission is to be the most valued resource on kidney disease that people can use to improve their health.
Chronic kidney disease, or CKD, is a silent killer affecting millions of people in the United States. People with CKD, it's crucial to understand its links to cardiovascular disease and diabetes, how diet can slow its progression, and the role of medication. Today, I'm going to talk about these topics, explore the impact on heart and bone health. Let's arm ourselves with knowledge to better manage this challenging condition. Chronic kidney disease is a serious health issue affecting millions of people in the United States alone. It's alarming to realize that 1 in 3 people are at risk of developing this metabolic disorder, and many are living with it unknowingly. Grasping the progression of this illness is crucial. It moves through 5 stages, presenting virtually no symptoms to chronic kidney failure, and understanding each stage can help manage its impact effectively. You might be wondering about who I am and why I'm qualified to talk about this. If you're someone living with chronic kidney disease, I've got great news for you. Hello, I'm Mathia Ford, a registered dietitian nutritionist specializing in chronic kidney disease and owner of RenalDietHQ.com. I specialize in helping people just like you improve their health by making simple yet delicious changes to your meals. Together, we can transform your eating habits, boost your overall well-being, and ensure that you're enjoying every bite along the way. Say goodbye to bland and boring meals and say hello to a healthier, more vibrant life. Let's get started on this incredible journey to better health together. Visit RenalDietHQ.com today and take the first step towards a healthier lifestyle. You're not alone if you've been diagnosed with CKD. CKD is a common condition with over 37 million people in the United States dealing with this disease. Understanding the risk factors is vital for early detection and to slow its progression. The effects of CKD on one's life can be substantial. It demands a wide range of lifestyle changes if the progression of the illness is to be slowed or reduced. And the implications can extend far beyond physical health. From financial costs associated with treatments to emotional impacts such as depression, living with CKD can take its toll. Now let's get into understanding how kidney-related health issues progress over time. CKD isn't a standalone condition. It's part of a chain reaction. One disorder can trigger another, creating a domino effect that can impact overall health. Understanding disease progression is crucial for effective management. Here's what we can do to prevent. Early detection. Regular screening can help detect kidney disease in its earlier stages. 2, lifestyle modifications. A balanced diet and regular exercise contribute greatly to kidney disease management. 3, treatment options. These range from dietary changes to medications, dialysis, or even a kidney transplant. And 4, patient education. Awareness about symptoms, risk factors, and healthy lifestyle choices can make a difference. Managing the disease through diet plays an essential role in slowing down its advancement. Dietary modifications can either delay or expedite its course, further emphasizing the importance of guided nutritional advice. Another key aspect to consider is the impact of anemia, often associated with CKD, which needs careful monitoring and management. Regular exercise also holds significance in maintaining overall wellness. Medication management becomes vital as conditions like high blood pressure could be linked to kidney disease progression. Remember, healthcare isn't just about treatment, but also about education and prevention. CKD and metabolic syndrome often go hand in hand, creating a complex and challenging health issue for those affected. Metabolic syndrome refers to a range of conditions that affect the body's metabolism, including diabetes, obesity, and high blood pressure. These disorders can have a significant impact on kidney health and function, leading to the development or progression of CKD. Understanding the link between these two conditions is crucial for both prevention and management. Factors linking CKD and metabolic syndrome is insulin resistance. Insulin is a hormone produced by the pancreas that regulates blood sugar levels. In metabolic syndrome, the body becomes less responsive to the effects of insulin, resulting in elevated blood sugar levels. Over time, this can cause damage to the blood vessels and the filtering units inside the kidney. This impairs the ability of the kidneys to process waste as they should. As a result, waste products build up in the body and can lead to complications such as proteinuria, which is the presence of excess protein in the urine, hypertension, high blood pressure, which causes further progression of kidney disease. Hypertension is both a cause and a consequence of CKD. High blood pressure can cause blood vessels in the kidneys to weaken, impairing their ability to filter waste products effectively. On the other hand, CKD can contribute to the development or worsening of hypertension as diseased kidneys are unable to regulate blood pressure as they should. Obesity, another component of metabolic syndrome, also promotes the development of CKD. Excess weight and body fat can lead to the development of conditions like hypertension and diabetes, which are major risk factors for CKD. I'm sure you're seeing how they all fit together. Obesity itself can directly contribute to kidney damage by causing inflammation and oxidative stress. The link between CKD and metabolic disorders is undeniable. Understanding this connection and implementing preventive measures and lifestyle modifications can help reduce the risk of developing CKD or slow down its progression. By addressing metabolic disorders and maintaining overall health, individuals can take proactive steps towards preventing the impairment of kidney function and maintaining healthy kidneys. Managing the link between CKD and metabolic syndrome requires a multifaceted approach. Lifestyle modifications, such as adopting a healthy diet, hello dietitian, and engaging in regular physical activity are crucial to prevent and manage both conditions. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can have many benefits for kidney patients, which include help controlling blood levels of sugar, reducing inflammation, and promoting overall kidney health. Maintaining a healthy weight is essential in preventing the progression of both metabolic syndrome and CKD. Weight loss achieved through a combination of dietary changes and increased physical activity can improve insulin sensitivity and reduce the strain on the kidney. Hydration management is another important aspect of CKD care. While it's essential to stay hydrated, overhydration can strain the kidneys further. Therefore, it's a careful balance that you must strike. Medications are also an important part of CKD management. The type and dosage of medications used to treat metabolic disorders and CKD may vary depending on an individual's condition. Some of the medications that may be prescribed by your healthcare provider include antihypertensive, lowering blood pressure, antidiabetics, lowering blood sugar, statins, lowering blood cholesterol, and phosphate binders. Remember, early intervention and comprehensive management strategies can significantly improve your quality of life despite the diagnosis. While CKD is a progressive condition, there are several strategies that can help slow down its progression and preserve normal kidney function. It's not just about medication, though they are effective in managing symptoms and complications. But adopting a healthier lifestyle with diet, regular exercise, stress management can make a huge difference in overall health and well-being. Some modifications can significantly impact the progression of CKD, especially when combined with proper dietary changes. The dietary impact on this metabolic disorder cannot be overstated. Consuming a low-salt diet, along with limiting potassium and phosphorus intake, can effectively slow down kidney damage. Don't overlook hydration's role either. Maintaining an adequate fluid intake is crucial to keep kidneys functioning well. Besides diet, mental health plays a crucial role too. Stress management techniques such as meditation or yoga can help reduce high blood pressure, one of the leading causes of kidney disease. Lastly, the benefits of regular exercise cannot be understated. It helps to control blood sugar levels, reduces your weight, keeps your heart healthy, all critical in managing kidney disease. Remember, small lifestyle changes make big differences. For people living with CKD, it's important to understand the paramount role of diet in managing this condition. The impact of what we ingest cannot be overstated. It has the potential to either exacerbate or significantly slow down CKD progression. Navigating through nutrition management options can be complex, but it's a crucial aspect that offers a measure of control and hope in an otherwise irreversible condition. It's important to understand that your diet plays a pivotal role in managing CKD, potentially slowing its progression or halting it altogether. Nutritional guidelines and informed approach to dietary changes can make a world of difference. Understanding and following nutritional guidelines is crucial. They're not just suggestions, but lifelines. The importance of protein intake. Managing protein consumption is vital as excess protein can burden the kidneys, yet too little may cause malnutrition. And the role of sodium restriction. Restricting sodium is a key step in controlling blood pressure levels, thus reducing strain on your kidneys. Let's spread awareness about the significant impact our diet choices have on CKD management. Some uncommon knowledge that people don't know about chronic kidney disease. People are often unaware of the unexpected risk factors that contribute to CKD, apart from the commonly known culprits like diabetes and high blood pressure. Many people still believe that medication is the only solution when in fact dietary changes can be transformative. It's crucial to dig deeper into these lesser known aspects of kidney disease to equip yourself with vital knowledge that can help you manage this debilitating condition more effectively. Besides the commonly known risk factors, there are unexpected ones that can increase your chances of developing CKD. Unusual causes such as prolonged exposure to certain environmental factors like heavy metals can inadvertently damage your kidneys. long-term use of some medications, such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs, may interact negatively with your renal system. A genetic predisposition plays a significant role. If you have a family history of kidney disease, you're unfortunately at higher risk of kidney disease. This doesn't mean it's a certainty, but rather something to be mindful of and discuss with your doctors. Lastly, occupational hazards are often overlooked. Some jobs involving agricultural production can put you under increased risk of developing CKD due to chemicals. Awareness and prevention are key in these situations for reducing risk. It's disheartening sometimes to witness how misinformation can lead patients astray. They have a misunderstanding about medication effectiveness. Some might believe that medication can reverse the damage, which unfortunately is not true. Alternative therapies, misconceptions. Others may turn to unproven alternatives, hoping for a miracle cure. It's essential to understand that while some therapies may help manage symptoms, they won't reverse kidney damage. And overlooking lifestyle modifications. This is perhaps the most common misconception. Diet and lifestyle changes are often undervalued in their potential. Understanding the correct information about your kidney health is critical for reducing your risk and managing your condition. Being aware of the unexpected risk factors as well as treatment misconceptions can be life-changing. Living with CKD can take a toll on your mental health as well. It's not uncommon for CKD patients to grapple with depression, a debilitating condition that can further exacerbate their physical symptoms and affect their overall quality of life. The constant worry about kidney function, treatment options, and potential complications often leads to heightened levels of anxiety. It's a tough battle on multiple fronts. It's not uncommon for patients with CKD to experience depression, given the physical and emotional toll this illness can take. The prevalence of depression among CKD patients is 3 to 4 times higher when compared with the general population. The coexistence of these health conditions emphasizes the need for comprehensive mental health support in managing both illnesses. Psychological interventions play a critical role in depression management among CKD patients. Effective coping strategies are key elements that can greatly enhance your emotional well-being. It's therefore crucial for your healthcare providers to offer guidance and resources that go beyond their physical health. This includes fostering an environment where mental health is prioritized, so patients feel comfortable seeking help. In doing so, providers can mitigate the impact of depression on CKD patients' lives, ultimately improving their quality. Depression isn't the only mental health issue that can burden those with CKD. Anxiety is frequently part of the symptoms of kidney disease. Studies have shown the prevalence of anxiety is 2 times higher in patients with CKD. It's crucial to adopt coping strategies like mindfulness or cognitive behavioral therapy. These therapy options have been proven effective in easing anxiety symptoms. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or meditation also play a significant role in mitigating stress. Remember, dealing with CKD isn't just about physical health. It's equally important to address your emotional well-being along this journey. Engaging in consistent exercise offers numerous benefits for CKD patients, including improved cardiovascular health, better blood pressure control, and an overall boost to your well-being. However, it's crucial to understand how to properly implement this routine into your daily life without causing undue strain or harm. Regular physical activity can significantly benefit individuals with CKD. It has the potential to slow the progression of the illness and improve overall health. One of the key exercise benefits for CKD is that it boosts kidney function and enhances overall well-being. Specific exercise recommendations for CKD patients may vary based on their condition stage and severity. However, most forms of physical activity for CKD can be advantageous. Regular exercise strengthens your heart muscle, improves your circulation, and manages blood pressure, which are all helpful in maintaining kidney health. Exercise also aids in controlling body weight, which can help control the progression of kidney disease. Integrating a suitable workout regimen is an essential part of managing this metabolic disorder effectively. It's crucial to weave regular physical activity into your daily routine when you're managing a metabolic disorder like kidney disease. The benefits of exercise extend well beyond just the physical. Exercise contributes significantly to your mental well-being by improving your mood, helping you relax, and reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. Physical activity recommendations for kidney patients often include continuous activities like walking, swimming, and bicycling. National Kidney Foundation recommends exercising at least 3 days a week on alternate days Each exercise session should ideally last around 30 minutes. Strategies for incorporating physical activity into your routine need not be overly complex or strenuous. Simple steps like taking short breaks at work can help make a significant difference in managing your condition. Chronic kidney disease does affect your sleep quality. Insomnia is common in CKD and it can be quite a struggle. CKD impacts the production of melatonin, the hormone responsible for regulating sleep-wake cycles, which complicates our sleep patterns. You're likely to experience sleep disorders if you're dealing with CKD, which can further complicate your health situation. The impact of sleep on CKD is significant. Poor quality rest can exacerbate the condition due to stress and fatigue. Insomnia is particularly common in CKD patients, causing a vicious cycle of worsening health. Focus on sleep disorders management becomes crucial for maintaining overall well-being. Working closely with your healthcare provider to understand and follow recommended sleep hygiene tips can make a world of difference. These may include establishing regular bedtime routines, creating a conducive environment for sleep, and addressing issues like anxiety that often accompany insomnia. Remember, improving your sleep quality isn't just about feeling rested. It can also be part of managing your kidney disease effectively. Now let's talk about the complex world of managing CKD with relation to medication. It's crucial to consider the role medication plays in this process. Well, we're going to explore not only common types of medications commonly used and their functions, but also tips on how to manage potential side effects that may arise from these treatments. In managing your CKD, you're likely to encounter various types of medications, each with specific functions aimed at helping to slow the progression of the illness or mitigate side effects. Medications include blood pressure drugs to manage your hypertension, high blood pressure, diabetes medications to lower blood sugar, and phosphate binders aimed at controlling dangerous levels of phosphorus in your blood. Each medication type serves a crucial role and is effective in its own way. However, like any treatment plan, it's essential to understand the functions and potential side effects. Some medications could cause dry mouth or fatigue, while others may lead to a loss of appetite or changes in skin color. It's all part of medication management. Knowing what each pill does and how it affects your body is key to living healthy lives. Remember that proper medication effectiveness relies on adherence to prescribed dosage and frequency. Always consult your doctor for any concerns about side effects or effective. Regarding the cost, sometimes these drugs can be very expensive, so always look for programs by the manufacturer that allow you to get them at a lower price. You might experience various side effects from your medications, but there are ways to effectively manage them. Always inform your healthcare provider of all the medications and supplements you're taking to avoid harmful interactions. If the side effects become too severe, discuss alternative treatments with your doctor that might have lesser side effects. Remember, effective medication management is key in treating CKD. Now let's talk about some crucial lifestyle adaptation tips essential for someone living with CKD. Coping mechanisms are key as they help us navigate the challenges and changes that accompany this illness. Having a steady support system is invaluable, not only for practical assistance, but also for emotional well-being. It's okay to lean on family, friends, or dedicated support groups during this time. Stress management techniques such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, or gentle yoga can be beneficial in promoting relaxation and better health outcomes. Prioritizing self-care practices, getting enough sleep, eating well-balanced meals, and taking time for leisure activities must not be overlooked. Remember, looking after your mental health is just as important as managing your physical symptoms. Chronic kidney disease is not as uncommon as many people think it is. An estimated 37 million people, as I said at the beginning, in the United States alone, have chronic kidney disease, and roughly 1 in 3 people are at risk for developing it. There is no cure for chronic kidney disease, and damage to your kidneys cannot be reversed. You can, however, slow the progression of chronic kidney disease through proper management, especially with dietary changes. Although there are many factors in the treatment of chronic kidney disease that are all important, diet is perhaps the most important. This is because it is your diet that can either progress or delay your illness. The right dietary changes can slow, potentially even halt, the progression of chronic kidney disease. These are all lesser known but very important facts about chronic kidney disease. Use this information to start a conversation with your healthcare provider about how you can treat your disease. This conversation can help you avoid end-stage kidney failure and help you live a healthier, more comfortable life.
You've been listening to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast. Head on over to the website at www.renaldiethq.com/go/email to sign up for our email list and get exciting updates every week on what is happening. Thanks, and we will talk to you again next week.